Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The NFL season is officially underway. Last night, the Super Bowl champs, the Seattle Seahawks, pounded the Packers 36-16. On Sunday, the New England Patriots begin their season on the road against the Miami Dolphins. Quarterback Tom Brady is expected to be on the field despite missing practice yesterday. It's a Patriot team with a lot of familiar faces and several notable additions. For a preview, we asked football writer Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com to start with a defense and the addition of a highly thought-of player, cornerback Darrell Revis.
Well, it looks to be well improved, and Revis is the main reason why, Bob. He's basically the Tom Brady of defense. As good as Tom Brady is as the quarterback of the offense, when you add a player like Revis who can basically eliminate the opposing team's top receiver, it's such a trump card to have, and he will significantly improve this defense.
All right, the other side of the ball, it's quarterback Tom Brady and the Patriots' offense. Last season, Brady seemed to have trouble sometimes getting into sync with a lot of his new wide receivers, but now he's had more than a year with most of those players, so what do we expect this season?
Well, Tom Brady said earlier this week that he is much further ahead with his receivers this year than he was last year, and that's really no big surprise. I think having a full year of familiarity with the group he has, they're already way far ahead from what we saw at this point last year.
You know, for football, Tom Brady is getting a little on the old side, so to speak. He's 37 years old. There's been lots of preseason debate over whether he's good, great, or still excellent and elite as he was for so many seasons. Where are you on that debate?
Still excellent and elite is where I fall when it comes to Tom Brady. I've watched him and this preseason, this training camp, seen every throw he's made for the most part, and he still looks like the same old Tom Brady to me. It is interesting to watch the dynamic as the Patriots drafted a promising young quarterback in the second round, Jimmy Garoppolo. Is he going to be his successor? And that sort of hangs in the balance.
Key question for the offense, maybe the health of the tight end, Rob Gronkowski. He's had a series of injuries over the last two seasons and is recovering from a torn ACL. Even though Gronk didn't play in the preseason, he says he's ready to go. What do you expect from him, and how big a difference is it having him on the field for the Pats?
Well, you know, I think it's a huge difference, and there are statistics that back this up, specifically in the red zone from the 20-yard line to the end zone, which is a key area of the field. And when he was on the field last year, Bob, the Patriots had a 70% success rate in the red zone. When he wasn't on the field last year, it was closer to 40%. Don't expect to see him out on the field every play. They'll ease him back into the mix.
I have to ask, after so many missed games due to injuries over the last couple of years, do the Pats need to be concerned about his durability, Mike?
They do, Bob. I think part of it with Gronkowski has been some bad luck. But sometimes when you have multiple injuries and you're missing significant time over a two-year stretch, it can indicate reason for concern.
The Patriots are apparently ready to go, but there are a lot of top teams in the league this year, including the Broncos, of course, and the Seahawks. How far do you expect the Patriots to go?
I do expect them to make the playoffs, Bob, and I think this is a year where if you want to invest in them as Super Bowl champions, it's not a bad year to make that investment, and it goes back to what we were speaking about at the start of this interview. It's the changes on defense. I think offensively, they will probably be fine. They were the third scoring team in the league last year, even with all the struggles that they had with their young receivers. And it's on defense where I think they needed to make the biggest jump. And they've certainly made enough personnel decisions to lead one to have optimism that they could be a Super Bowl champion. Again, it always comes back to health. You know you're going to have some injuries over the course of the year, and you need some good fortune as well.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPNBoston.com. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.